Hashem. The pasuk says, "Ashrei hagever asher som Hashem miftachoi." Praise is the person who asher som Hashem miftachoi, that places his miftach in Hashem zayoysef. Zayoysef, v'loy pone el rehovim. And did not turn towards other things. In the end of our week, this week's Zedrik, Zchartani, v'hiskartani, because he said Zchartani, v'hiskartani, nitoisif lo ishtei shonim. It was added to his decree. Yosef, as we know, was placed in the bar, in the jail, after the mice of Esh Potifar, and the Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Oivim have dreams, and the dreams, Yosef is placed with them, and the Sarah Mashkim goes out free, and Sarah Oivim gets killed, like he said, exactly as he's Pasar. And right before he's leaving, at the end of this week's Parsha, in Parsha Vayesh, at the end, Yosef says to him, L'choy, a very, very normal thing. He says, boy, she tells him what's going to happen. And he says, please, boy, Hashem is going to lift you up. You're going to be, Mitz Hashem, return to your position for Paroi. Kim Zchartani Yitzcho. Please, just remember it, Kasher Yitzchok. V'asisenoi Mori Chesi Mitzchartani El Paroi. Says twice, Yosef, remember me by Paroi. Take me out. I was put here for not a good reason. So the Medrash L'choyer is a plea. As the Beis Halevi asks in Parashat Miketz, the Medrash is a mamash plea. The Pedra starts off, Ashrei hagever asher som Hashem miftachoi. Praiseworthy is the person who puts his faith in Hashem, Zei Yosef. And the Medrash continues, a day that he said to the Sar Mashkim, Kim Zchartani, he was punished for 2 years in jail. L'choyer, the Medrash is mamish Yosef, one line to the next. First the Medrash starts off with his Yosef's tremendous bitachon in Hashem. He's a big Baal B'teach. And then the Medrash says, he was added 2 years. What's going on in the Medrash? Parashas Vayeshev comes out many times around his Hanukkah time. And we know Hanukkah is a time that we have to Mispoyer is different in Yonim. But everybody knows the famous Beis Yosef's Kasha. Why do we light 8 candles? Why do we light 8 nights? The Choyer, the Nais, they had enough oil for 1 night. What is the inyan of lighting the 8 candles, the 8 nights? Hello, it should have been only 7. 1 day had enough for it, so the Nais was Tuchor only 7 days. Hanukkah, for us, is an interesting time of the year. It's a time that the Emes breaks up this man in a certain way. That's the way it comes about. It's usually a Hanukkah vacation. But on the other hand, we have to realize the significance of it coming out in the middle of the winter, the middle of this any Choyrivs man, Avada, that was when the Nais happened, but Avada, everything's Bashkocha. As we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, the significance of this time of the year. The Beis HaLevi answers his kasha with a tremendous yisoid. We know that the MS, there's two mahalchim that l'choira have to be worked out. How do they work with each other? There is a matzav what we call hishtaglus, that I myself get involved, do something, try to succeed in something. But how does that play? How does that work? How does that stim with the in of bitachon? Hello, a matzav of bitachon is that I trust and I rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the emes, we know the famous Chazal, the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Vehem at Beis, the Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rishim Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shmuel said that a person has to work. You have to do some work. You have to make some ishtadlus. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said no. You should sit and learn Torah. Malach and Asta Deyachayim. The Chayra. You saw it over here is this in how much ishtadlus a person has to do. Even Rabbi Shmuel holds that Hanik Bahem is Deyachayim. The Rav Chaim Volozhin learns that even while he's being Oisik and Parnod, whatever he's doing, he has to also know that he has to be Hanik Bahem Derechetz. That he has to be Oisik and Torah even when he's learning, even when he's working. Whatever he could do. But the Beis HaLevi is Magdu Zoros, Amir de Gazach. That even Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that is a din Hanik Bahem Derechetz, Hanik Bahem Derechetz, and Torah has been Noik Derechetz, Yesh learned the Zel Klali Isha Yisraeli Shei Libo Shei Keik Uva Tehap Hashem. We want a regular, normal, regular Yid to be Shei Keik, to be quiet, to be calm, to be cool, and be Tehap Hashem. Right? And therefore they were Mati Shtadlish, because not everybody could reach the Madregis HaBitocha in HaGomor. And therefore was Hutala Yishtadlish. In order that at the beginning people are not that Madrega be talking yet to a life Torah and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but eventually, and he puts a little Shtadlus, but he realizes at the end of the day, after all the Shtadlus, where does the Siyat Shmaya come from at the end of the day? From a Baruch Shalom. Slowly he'll build himself up, but he can't go right away. So that's a Stav Ish Yisraeli. He has to be Oisik Malocha, he has to do some work, whatever, Parnasa. Today we have Koil Baruch Hashem. But the Maizi has to make up, he has to go out and make some Ishtadlus. Because he's not holding on that Madrega Bitochen to be totally calm. However, says the Beis HaLevi, the amount of Ishtadlus that a person has to do is according to his Midas HaBitochen. And if a person tackles on a high Daraga of Bitochen, then the Madrega of Ishtadlus is much, much less. They work together. The more Bitochen, less Ishtadlus. A person not holding on that Madrega of Bitochen yet, okay, Ein Hachinami. We're not Tovei him yet. He can make some Ishtadlus. He has to also be Boteh when he makes Ishtadlus. You have to know whatever you're doing, it's in the conference of Bnei Yishlam anyway. But the Maiz, you're allowed to make some Ishtadlus. I'm going to talk to Beis HaLevi. Somebody who's on a high Darag of Bitochen, someone who reaches the Madrega of Hashem ben Yochai, Avad and Avad, by him, there's not only that he shouldn't be Oisik and Ishtadlus, but there's a Tzvi on him if he is. Says the Beis HaLevi, let's look at Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, L'choy, what did he say over here? All he has, just a few words. Ki'im Z'chartani El Paroi, please, Sarah Mashkim, can you just remember me? You know, I did you a little bit of a favor, you know, over here. I saved your life in a certain way. Could you just, maybe just, like, say my name? You know, maybe Agav, you're just talking about somebody else, say my name to Par. Chataniel Par, just remind him about me. Tell him a little bit about me. That's all I ask. The Chor by us, would we consider that the least, the smallest level of Ishtadlus. And yet the Medrash has a tain on him. He said, "Kim tchartani v'skartani el paroi." 2 more whole years in that prison, Rabbi. It wasn't so much fun in the prison over there, in the bar. two more whole years. What did he say already? Zok the Beis HaLevi on the Pshat is that Yosef HaTzadik had been pumped into him so much, Siyat Nishmaya, so much he saw that Rebbe Yishlom was with him. And everywhere he went was Ishmat Tzliach. From the time he came down, even before, we spoke in the Michumashia yesterday, when he was going down to Mitzrayim, all of a sudden, they're coming down, he's Yishma'elim, normally they're smelly Arabs, coming down with who knows the most smelly Divizam Neft, they're carrying the oils in Saudi Arabia, Ramesh, and they smell terrible. All of a sudden, all of Yishma'elim comes, and what are they carrying with them? Good smelling perfumes. It was Mamish not done, no one paid attention, but the Chazak Rashi, it was to pump into Yosef that light, that ray of hope. Why are these Yishma'elim carrying good smelling perfumes? It's the Modiah to Yosef. Yosef, hold strong, Habib Mechuzik. He comes down to base, he sold to base at Tabochim, to Sarah, to Potiphar, when he comes down. Who knows what's going to be? This guy's a Shoichet. Who is he? Sarat HaBochim. Who knows what will do to him? Ayish, Matzliach, Hashem, Baruch, Giv, makes V'chein. He finds Chain in his eye. He finds Chain in the Sarabes HaSoy. He finds Chain. Hashem, Baruch, pumping in. Yosef, Midas, HaBitochen. Should it was out of Madrega, L'choira, Zolali, Madrega. And that's how the measure starts off. Ashrei, Agev, Hashem, Som, Hashem, Biftachoy. He places his trust in Hashem, Baruch, there, Yosef. And that's what Yosef was. Wherever he went, we don't find him complaining. No, Yosef was the man who held the Tochan wherever he went, going down to Mitzrayim. Hashem was pumping and he was holding in the Madrega of Bitochan. Comes along this Maisa, and that's the time of the Medrash. Yosef, you're right, for a Stamish Yisraeli, even for a person of a certain Madrega, there would be no Chisorin in saying him the Chartani El Paroi. But you, Yosef, You have seen the light. You have seen these injections of chizik of bitochin that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was with you in every step of the way. He's Yad Yamino by Yish Matzliach in every step of the way, saving you from this and from that. You, Yosef, on you it's a tanya. What are you making shtavis for? Where's your bitochin? It's a chesaron by you and bitochin. Another 3 years. Does this pshat in the Medrash? But there's no stira. The Medrash kind of demands the deceiver why he got punished. Because by a stam person, there wouldn't be a punishment. For us, if we would say Kiyin Zechatani, that could be proper status if we are Madregas HaBitochin. But since he was not holding, since he was holding much deeper, much higher, much closer, much more connected to Yibayin Shalaylam, there was no stira for any status whatsoever. Because Bo is going to send it down. You don't have to worry. You keep doing what you're doing, so remember you by Bara. And that Taka the Pshat case some the Choshech, as soon as the day was over, he forgot about it. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, someone made a whole plan, Yomolez, his power, the whole thing, and all of a sudden, he spent 3 years with the Bara. Should the Choshech have forgot about Lo'ilam? No. The day was up, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent down the Siyat Tishmai, and that was it. Not telling Yosef the Shtalos whatsoever, he didn't, came about on his own. There's a murder of Mr. Haskell for us, Rabbi Yisai. Murder of Mr. Haskell for us to learn. We're not holding on that Madriga or Metochen of Yosef, but we have to work. We're in this world to work on reaching a level of Bitochen Bashan, Rabbi Yisai. When it gets very, very difficult, when the Sionis are tough, when it comes to Parnosis in the Sionis, or other Sionis are Chayim, where do we turn to first? Do we turn to the Tehillim? Do we turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Do we look to the Ribbono Shel Olam to help? Or our first is, okay, maybe I'll make this ishtadlus, that ishtadlus. We're not saying a person on the Madrega to not make ishtadlus. Oh, but where's our first thought? Where's our machshava? Where's our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They say a famous story in the time of the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh was giving a shmooz about Midas HaBitochen. And he was pumping up the Olam and saying how much a person doesn't make any Ishtadlus. Any Ishtadlus, if he's on the Madrega of Midas HaBitochen, he could sit and learn, go to the base Medrash, and have to do it for anything, because we'll send him in Shamayim. There was one Pashut Yid there who was a working man. He had a horse and a wagon and everything. And he heard the Shmuz of the Al-Sheikh. There was a Pashut Yid. But he decided, the Al-Sheikh said it so clearly, so definitely, so inspirational. That's it. I'm not going to work anymore. Send him go to the Beis Medrash, sell my horse, sell this, and that's it. The Al-Sheikh said that we can get to the Madriga. I'm going to try. The Kitza, he went and he sold his horse. He went and he sold his wagon. And the Maisa, his wife was a little bit annoyed, to say the least. All of a sudden he came in home one day, and he's all mamish fahitzed with a new inspirational mahalach. He's going to the Beis Medrash, he's learning. That's it. It's going to come. Sits his wife's all annoyed. He sends the family members to speak to him. No, the Al-Sheikh said it. I'm holding Midas HaBitochen. I'm working Midas HaBitochen. The kids are sitting there, and Lamais, the money's not coming in, and he's all getting all the pressure here and there. Lamais, he had sold his horse. He had a few dollars still around from the selling of the horse. He sold it to some guy. One day, this guy was out chopping, going to dig up gold somewhere, and he loaded on this horse bags of gold and silver, whatever things that he was able to take out from the ground, whatever. And he was loading it up and getting and buying a whole bunch of jewelry from different places and stuffing it in sacks and loading on this horse. All of a sudden, one time when he's out there digging with all the sacks full, a rock comes and falls on this guy and kills him to death. The horse, not knowing what to do, turns up and walks back to his first owner. Walks into Beis Medrash. The horse comes in for first Seder. Sits down next to him and says, "Want to learn?" No. The horse comes in, laden with gold and silver and jewels. And everybody's in amazement from it. And this Yid sitting there, so proud, so happy that he followed the Al-Sheikh's Mahalach. So the Talmidim came running to the Al-Sheikh and said, "I don't understand this Yid. This Pashut, the simpleton Yid. All of a sudden, he taka, everything's coming to him. Mamish. And we also, we heard the Al-Sheikh, we are Talmidim, and look. Said the Al-Sheikh, Enoch and Ami, the Teretz is Pashut. By the Talmidim, about they believe the Shmuz, but deep down they have, but by this simple Jew, he was a simple Yid, but he took the Gurz Kipshuto and total full of Mun and the Kodesh Baruch. And the Eza Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch was supplied. It's not Pashut, Rabbi said, we're not supposed to jump. We have to take steps to Midas HaBitochen, but we have to have a striving for that level of Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have some Emunah Bitochen, to have the Chazik in the Madrega, that if it gets tough, it's a little difficult. There's a Ribbono Shel'olam to turn to. We have a Ribbono Shel'olam. He brings a story over here in Tufchi Abiyu. Roifei Mumcha Hayaloy La'agoyim HaBachot Yitzchuk Al-Khanan. He had a merger with a Roifei, his name was Dr. Kushalevsky. He was a Talmud Chochem and everything. One day, on Erev Shabbos, there's a knock at his door, and a woman's mamish, tears flowing down her face, was mamish begging with bakoshes that he should see her sixth son. The doctor should see her sixth son. He's in a Sakona Gedoyla. Puts on his hat, he runs out of the house, and he sees the matzah of the yeled, sick kid. So he starts writing out medicine that he should take, maybe, 20 drops of this, and 20 drops of this, mamish, a whole list. And he goes home. After Shabbos, this Dr. Kushalevsky comes to Mavar, what's doing with this yeled? Who knows if he made it through the Shabbos? When he comes there, he mamish is astonished. The kid's up on his feet. Ke'echer ha'odim. And he doesn't understand. It was mamish and neis refui. So he asked the woman, "Could you please tell me what was this secret? What did you do? Did you follow this thing? Even if what I gave you, I thought it would take more time." So if this lady, Dr. Kushalevsky, you commanded me before Shabbos to get all these truffles. You said this is the only way. What did I do? I prepared a big pot of water. And when the water was in a massive, a very, very, very boiling point, I took that petek that Rishi Maliha gave me and I threw it in. I threw it in, burnt it up. On Shabbos, when I saw my son was very, very, very sick, I gave him 20 drops of that water. And I said in my heart, Misha, oh, the trufa should be merape! The one who said that the trufa should be merape! Yoyim elavai v'abshutim. The same Ribbono shel Olam can say to this water that should heal. What, the trufas that I heal? You go to the doctor, it's the doctor that heals. It's the medicine that heals. You're supposed to make a tefillah for it. Ye ratzoy, she te eisik zel refuah, this pill should be the refuah. It's when they burn the shalaylam. Who's the healer? Who's the right fake obosa? I'm awfully last noise. The burn the shalaylam. Misha yoymar, the truth is should therape. The one who says that medicine should heal, he's the same one who could say that this water should heal. The kachava, but she believed it through and through. Through and through, she believed it. Amuna pshuta, and this is what the Rebbe Hashem created the world, and he wants us to be maimin. That he's the boy reyumane. We could all sing it right now. Come on, God, get the harmony over there. A little bit more harmony on this side. A little bit less, you know. Very nice. You're all fine and dandy. When it comes to mice, when you're tested with the Nisayan, where's the Bitachon in Ribbono shel Olam? He's the right fake Basar. He's the one who can heal. He's the one who can help. Where's our tefillah? Well, our tefillah should be so different. We're talking to Ribbono shel Olam. We know he's the right fake Basar. He's the one who gives Parnasa. People think that I'll do this and this and that. They'll be zochah to murder Nick Barnasa. I'll go to this course and that course. And this guy didn't go to courses. He's a millionaire. He was by happy tovah and Ribbono shel Olam. Hashem gave him what he needed. This is the sort of Hanukkah. Hanukkah we light. Eight neighbors. Why are we in the base of Leib, the Beis Yosef asked why eight. So the Beis Yosef, Meirdik. What's Pshat? Why eight neighbors? It should be only seven. The Teretzim's a voice I push it. The Gemara says in Tainis a Maisa. The Gemara says in Tainis, the Chof Gimel. The Gemara says to Maisa that one time the daughter of Chanina ben Doisa came to her and he asked, "Do Maisa have a problem?" Mechatei Chad ben Shimsa on Chanina ben Doisa Chazi lebaret to Davi Ativa. He saw his daughter is very sad. It's Erev Shabbos. She's all upset, this daughter. At least she got upset about this. She didn't get upset about, you know, it's... She didn't get upset that there's a shmooze tonight. She got upset about this. She was upset about what? I'm a beating the mat, Steve. I'm like, kli shel choymet, nischavli be kli shel shemen. I had a kli of choymet, of vinegar. And it got mixed up with my klishol shaman. Got mixed up with my vessel shaman. So it's locked in the middle of Arli Shabbos. And I lit up from there from the Arli Shabbos. What's going to be? Amala biti. Zazdem chanina ben doisa biti. Biti. Ay, ay, ay. Biti, biti. Lumay atzivit. What do you care? Who says oil should burn? Well,
scientifically, Dr. Licht, in his Mabda, he checked it out, and this oil can burn. Dr. Licht. So the Maisa, if he says it burns, so it burns. Who says oil should burn? Misha yoyma l'shemen v'yadlik. Hu yoyma l'choymet sheyadlik. He will say choymet should burn. So Reb Chanina ben Taisa taught his daughter Mary a lesson here. Nothing be'etzim in the Bria should work. Everything is reversed. I mean, when you take something that appears in nature, natural cause, and what do you mean natural? That's nature. Nature, gematria. Teva, but gematria is ha'elikim. Even teva, which is nature, is gematria ha'elikim. Even nature is reversed. Shalayla. So there's no kasha on the Beit Yosef. You know why we light it? We know why we celebrate 8 days of Nes? Because even the first day that oil burns is also Nes. Everything is Nes. Just there's certain things that are Nisim HaGluyim, reveal Nes, and there's also Nisim HaNistarim, hidden Nes. But everything is Nes. We see the tremendous Nes of Ner Chanukah. They saw that the Ner burned 8 days. But says the Ramban, say Pashas Boy, and the Tachas of all Nisim HaGluyim, all the tremendous out Nisim that we see in the Bria, that a person sees, he sees, oh, that was a Nes. What a Nes. What is supposed to come out from it? Says the Ramban, that a person is supposed to be minded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for even in everything that happens in the Teva, that's also Nes. Everything that we do, we take it, we get up in the morning, and we able to lift our open up our eyes? Because Ivrim, why do you make a bracha? Oh, that's natural. Why should I open my eyes? Why should I wake up in the morning and open my eyes? Why should I wake up in the morning and lift my hands? So I give kifu. Why do I give a bracha? The test is because nothing is without the eventual. Chayim b'tzoyin. I said to before Hashem, every second he breathes into us, every second he says you should have chayim, and if he says for one day you'll stop, you wake up in the morning, you can't open your eyes. You wake up in the morning, a person all of a sudden can't hear. There's stories that we know a person here in the building also, he once woke up one day, he couldn't hear anymore. That was it. And he lost a hearing, 1 ear. He woke up in the morning, that was it. That's it. The ear doesn't work. Rahman and son. There's people who have, I know a certain blind person in America, all of a sudden he got to certain things and he became blind. The blind person that spoke by house once, we had it. It was like all of a sudden he had certain things, was no, and Nebuch, he became blind. That the person could see, that the person could hear, that the person could talk and walk and do everything. It's all nice! All nice! And that's the talk when Dr. Ramban of the whole thing, that when a coach brought me a nice, oh, that was a nice! The whole purpose is that person is chadded in every part of his life, is a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That when he sees Shemin be Mavlik, he should beg him, he should be the spoil. Who said Shemin should work? But only after they saw the Chashmonoim, they saw the Neis Galoy of the seven neighbors burning extra days, they realized, 1 second, and even the first days of that. Because all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they came to what Ramban says, HaKorah, that even the Nisim had in this storm, that hiddenness, that we call Teva, is also Neis. So Rav Shmuel is asking, that's Pshat. B'nei Vino Yemei Shmoyna Kavu Shirunin on him. They were B'nei Vino. They understood Dovah Mitrach Dovah. Then Kavu Shmoyna. That's where the Kaveh 8 days. The Betim should have been 7 days. Because they were B'nei Vino. Because they understood the Tiefkeit of what it means that everything in the world is Ness. There's no such thing as not Ness, if I say nothing. Everything that we do, everything that we have is all for Inkot B'nei Shlom and Ness. It's happened to be Ness Nister. It's Tzach HaTevah, we call it. But everything Chanukah Rabbi Yisai is a murder gizman. The Yetzirah fights so strong. It's break time. It's the middle of the month. Sometimes it's a difficult time because you want to take you give the push for the end for the next part of this month afterwards. So we take it easy, but we don't realize that the whole Yisoid of Chanukah Rabbi Yisai was a ruchni, a stikatiku, and Purim. The whole Yisoid is guf. Feed the guf. He's always in the goof. Chanukah, Yisoid is totally different. Chanukah is Ruchni.
Chanukah is a keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the Gemara, Rashi and Shabbos, Shloi Tikkun. So the Gemara, Rashi and Shabbos says, the whole Tikkun of the Chag, took Rashi and Chofal from the base. Says Rashi, my Chanukah, assume Yom Toyo Lahalu Edoido, Loi Shasum B'Malacha, there's no Issa Malacha, I got a Yontif. What's the Yontif? So Nikvu El Ikweis Halel, V'Loi Me'al Nisim B'Aido, the whole Toyo of the Toykev of the Chag is to get into the Beis Medrash and to Likweis Halel and to say Al Nisim and to feel not only by Nisim Sha'atza Koshbo V'Yom Ma'aim, oh, but also B'Zmanazeh. That a person should realize that every part of his life is Nes. And then when the difficult Nisayon comes, when it gets so difficult, when it gets so hard, the person digs deep and realizes it's a pain in Shalom, I'm bringing on me this Gzeira. It's from the Yibayin Shalom, and he wants something from me. I have to mitzchazek and trust Ve'ez Hashem with the Koyach HaTfilah, the Koyach of Hoidah, Bahalel, that Ve'ez Hashem will see the Yeshua. And this is the sort of Chanukah Faker that comes down this time of the year. It comes down in the middle of the Choyrev, the dark Choyrev, with the rain, the difficult time of the year, at a time when his weather is very, very, you have storms and rain and snow. And all this time of year when it's not the sun shining, the time of year when it's more of a matter of what we see, what we call Chayshech. The nights are longer. The Simon on the Gizkavis are Chayshech. Or we turn to Chayshech. The person has to see the Or. We turn the difficulties. But all the Nisayinus and all the Ari around him, he has to look and make that connection and that deep commitment. I'm by Teh, Bakosh Baruch Hu. Ashrei HaGever, Hashem Hashem, Hashem Miftachoi. Praise the person who puts his koyach in Hashem. Kavei al Hashem. V'chazak v'yamez libecho. When it gets even more difficult, chazak v'yamez libecho v'kavei al Hashem. Nochomu l'kavei. Nochomu, more bitachon, more emuna. That the soif shel davar, you see the Yeshua. It can never be Mishayish HaBoisim. Hamitav Mishayash on Matsovim, Mishayash on difficult Matsovim, Mishayash on ourselves, Mishayash on other people, because this matter is difficult. And you're right, to feed the Koyach HaTeva, sometimes it's difficult. To feed the matter, but we see it, we don't see the answer. But there is one ingredient that we're made. If we have that ingredient, we can never be Mishayash. Never! Closing by the Rebbe. Stood up after the Holocaust and he gave his Kol Nidre Shmuz to the people there. And he got up and said, he went through the Ashamnus. We are guilty. What are we guilty of? What do we have to be guilty of? But God knew who had the strength to be boygate in the camp. He had no chaos to get up in the morning. He could be boygate. Because down the what did we steal? There was nothing to steal. We had no food. We had nothing. He said, who's this written for? This wasn't written for us. But what's our chayt, he said. What do we have to do tshuva this year, he said. How many of us, he said, woke up in the morning and said, halavai, wouldn't make it through the night. However, how many of us lost the bitachon b'Hashem? That's what we have to do tshuva for, he said. We have to do tshuva for a person, no matter what matters. He could be in the death camp. There's a mitzvah to say it over. There are people who went into Auschwitz, strong men, and never went out. And the people who went into Auschwitz, who went in, and mothers who were pregnant with babies were pregnant, and they went into Auschwitz. And it was the secret of them coming out alive was 0.00. And if they survived, the Maitha, I know his story from Atzmi. Everybody knows Yubi. His mother was born in Auschwitz. His mother went home and pregnant, and the story that we know, she was born there and she survived in Auschwitz to be covered up, and she came out by Hashem. There are people, stories of people that came out after little babies, little kids was concealed, because usually right away a kid or a baby or a pregnant woman right away to the left, small and son, and then to go through all the work and everything to survive the pregnancy and have the baby, keep the baby, where do you keep it, how do you feed it, they didn't have enough wife to, and the baby to survive. Who gave any chances over the Yisraelis? We never could be Messiahish. That's the Yisrael of the Chashmonaim. What were their chances to walk out from this Mokhama? We don't realize what we've talked about today. It's Lo Yehumiki Yisupah. The armies of the Yavadim, what they had. In modern terms, they had elephants. In modern terms, with the best jets, the best tanks, the best missiles they had. What did the Chashmonaim have? Very, very few. Rambi and Miatim. Ma'atim Mamish, very, very few went out. And they didn't have big muscles like they did the coloring books. Come on, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, let's see your bulging muscle. You know, the first two pages of the coloring books. Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It's pretty good. A few more barbells this week. He's pumping over 600 pounds. There he is, Yochanan Ben Kohen Gadol. Old man. Going out on sticks to fight Yavanim with what? No weaponry. What do you have? What are you going out with? They say in the time of the Chaim Soloveitchik, there were the Maskilim who wanted to make fun of the Jewish war, the soldier, Jewish soldiers, according to the Torah. So they got together, they made a play, and they got together hundreds and hundreds of their chevra to be actors, and people came all over, going to make fun of it. So somebody gets the play, starts, someone gets up. I guess there was other parts because it's, according to how I described, it was a very short play. But anyway, so somebody gets up and he's in Shul of Muhammad, and Peter Terry says, by Shaykh, he comes up and he screams out, who built the home? And then, Mechanicha yet, Leil of Yashiv Lebeisai, 35 people in the army gets up and walks out. So who else going to war the rest? The other 200, whatever. Who has a vineyard and then Mechalit, go out? Another 30 people leave. Who? Who's Yari Lachle Levov? This and that, but they go together. They don't do, they don't want to embarrass anybody. And who married a woman and then who engaged her and then marry her? Yeah. Kitsa, everybody walks off. Everybody's cracking up. This is the army going out. Who's left? The villain was going with the Shagas Arya. And two old men, white men, with little sticks, they're going like this, and they're going out to war. And everybody's cracking up, and here they're going out with their canes lifting up, you know, 97-year-old man going out to war to fight the big Jewish against the enemies of the Jews. So everybody's cracking up, and they get fun and everything. And they told the play, when they came to Reb Chaim, someone came and heard about the play, how it made big fun. I told the whole play, and he said, Reb Chaim said, I don't know what was wrong with the play, it was exactly right. They just missed one part of the play, they made a mistake. They didn't realize that's exactly how it's going to be, exactly how it is, the Jewish war. Just they missed one line. They didn't miss the end that they're victorious in the war also. The Vilna going, the Shagas Arya, with their sticks, with their walking sticks, 97. That part they didn't write it. Everything else was endless, exactly how it's supposed to be. But they walked out with their canes and they won the war. We say it every time. How many times are we going to say it? How many times are we going to forget it? But how many times are we going to say it? Rambam Yatim, what are we thinking? Must be their strategic kochas, you know? 6 day war, 6 days. Everybody walked away from the 6 day war. Credible. Siyas Dishmaya. Whatever, we're not going into the politics of it, but Siyas Dishmaya, Tuma, even the generals of Moida, Bereshit was on a. Siyas Dishmaya, Tuma. Surrounded by enemies all over. To be able to exist! What is it that keeps us going? We talk in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Realizing that Eilim Orechev, the Eilim Asusim, the Eilim can have all the biggest armies, and all the big weaponry, and all the mamish, the modern day technology, and all, they can have it all. Iran can have whatever they have. Eilim Orechev, the Eilim Asusim, and Nachdu B'Shem Hashem, and Eilim Naskir. We'll just mention Hashem and Hashem. We come with one weapon. A walking stick and bitachon. That's all weaponry. A person has to use Hanukkah voice. Oh, what a time where he said to come in and to sing Hallel, Vayidol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing out the Hallel, Min HaMeitz HaKadosh Yo, Anoni V'Amerech HaVkoyo, Hashem answers me in the time of Tzara, that all the difficulties that we go through, that we have to realize, the Ibn Hashem's right there. We don't need anything, Mishayoymer! That's the biggest brain in the world, head should be Chayash Chedushim. Yoymer, and my brain, that peanut, should also make Chedushim. That small little peanut also should make Chedushim. Mishayoymer! Because we're buying a Shalayla. If it would be told, this world would tell ourselves, well, his brain is like a watermelon. Mine's like a peanut. Not even, you know, those watermelon seed peanuts. Nuts. Not the big walnuts. I only have a watermelon seed over there. Mishayoyim, what's the difference? Mishayoyim. Mishayoyim is there, yoyim is there. Mishayoyim! Ooh, he's a giant businessman. He'll be successful. He'll make a panosa. Me, I don't know. I can't do business ideas. How am I going to panosa? What do I do already? Mishayoyimer! Who's declaring panosa? Who's declaring health, wealth, happiness? Who's declaring it? Who's helping in every matzav? Mishayoyimer! This is what we have to take out of Hanukkah. The dark times, the difficult times. We need to take chizuk, everything in life. Hallel v'hoidah. Hoidah, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that we have, and Hallel, to praise Him, and realize the tremendous grandeur, the grandeur of God, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what He does in this Bria, Bechlal, what He does, and for us in our private lives, the Hallel v'hoidah, all the nisim, Shebechol Yom Imanu. How do we say such a thing to the Esther Steifer? How can we say it? L'chor Sheker, V'alim Sechel Shebechol Yom, we say it every day. Says the Stibe of looking Project Akev, you look carefully into your personal lives. It's nice. I look into my own life from the time I started in Koilel as a Koilel Yugoman, just starting for that time, we could go before. How I look all the thousands of dollars you think about, the diapers and all the things. Thousands of dollars. Where did the money come from? It might be Nes Nister. When we see the big Nes, when we're eyeing into the Nes Chanukah, we think about Rambi and Yatin. We think deep into the Nes of the Chanel Chanukah and Ned, the Shemin went. It was only enough for one night, and then again they poured it in the Kodesh, and then it was filled again. They saw in front of their eyes Nes, and sometimes we're so able to see Nes. Okay, incident. It's Nes. What an injection to us it is, and that injection is mechayev us. Azayv Yosef, as we started, he was mechuyev more bitavon and less ishtaz because he got the injection. Kosh Baruch from day one was with him and taking care of him. We get these injections from time to time. What is it mechayev us? More bitavon, less ishtaz. Bigger kesher with Kosh Baruch Hu, less kesher with Gashmius nature. This is our job. This is our charge. This is what Hanukkah is about. A person should walk out of Hanukkah not saying, oh, another 2 months. He should walk out with a tremendous keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person doesn't have bitochen, he can't come to become a god of a Torah and Torah. It comes together with bitochen. Yeshiva's goddess of bitochen was amazing to watch him. Every situation, they said during the 6 day war, he didn't budge, he didn't move. You couldn't see any nervous. He was still up with the boys in Yeshiva. You didn't see any nervousness on him. He was total in shleimus. That's the job of us. To work, to become people who understand and have a kesher and a boteach the evet in a kodesh bar. And I day zeh, a boteach Hashem, chesed yisrael yivenu, who was zoichah to Yeshua, to Nechomois, we are able to see her, the nisim and the flois, kabayom maheim, zman hazeh. Amen.